everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and all the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Kraven the Hunter?
Nothing good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's good to release.
Oh, yeah.
Just on the back of The Flash looking like shit and bombing. Also, if you're listening to this and you didn't know that, yeah, The Flash bombed. It's on track to make.
Pretty bad.
It's on track to make less money than Black Adam.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, dude, that's grim.
Yeah. So, yeah, this weekend, and we never did an episode about this, but Elementals also bombed.
What?
Yeah. Indiana Jones is probably also going to bomb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, big month of movies that no one's seeing. Yeah.
Now, what's the lesson do you think movie execs are going to take from all these films bombing? But something like, I don't know, Across the Spider-Verse, that's... Yeah. It's not bombing. It's actually doing quite well.
So, you've got to take into budgets when you look into, like, but it's not doing... So, Across the Spider-Verse is doing well for its budget for an animated film, but it hasn't made $500 million yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, if it was like a live-action movie, everyone would be like, fuck this.
Yeah. But the critic score and the audience score are quite high for, like, across the... Yeah. Whereas everything else is...
Yeah. That's weird, because, like, a lot of... It's like a lot of that 60% mark for a lot of the other stinkers, right?
Yeah, well, I think fan reception of The Flash at first was really high.
Yeah, Stephen King loved it.
Stephen King, dude, and he knows movies.
There's early posters that went around that was like 97% of audience scores love it on Rotten Tomatoes, and then it would have like the asterisks and the info on the actual poster that was like accurate as of the 16th of the 6th, 19th. Yeah.
Did you
was it
see
like a day after it released or day before it was released?
I think it was like 2 days after.
Did you see the early trailers where they like did a smash, like it kind of like a montage of all of the reviews or whatever?
Yeah, some but of them were just nonsense.
Yeah, they just were like clearly cut out of a larger negative review. Also, another crazy piece of Flash info that I didn't know until recently I saw on Twitter. You remember in The Flash where he's like, come on, Barbie, let's go party?
You're wrong. This part is about to be...
So this is fake? Because I've seen this in like
multiple
places. It's
not fake. People just don't know how credits work.
Yeah, okay.
Someone saw that it was listed and were like, it must have been deleted from the movie, but it's probably because they used a line.
That makes it even more insane. At least if it was... So the idea was when they say, come on, Barbie, let's go party, that was meant to cut to the song Barbie Girl, making it make a marginally...
No,
more...
that would make it let...
Why would...
Twitter is so stupid sometimes because that doesn't... People be like, oh, yeah, because like, there's basically like...
But then it wouldn't have been in isolation.
Yeah, but the line still is...
So when does they say that line?
It's like...
It's when Young Flash and Old Flash are about to go bomba mode on all of the Zod's goons.
Oh, and they play another terrible song.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Raconteurs is the other song.
This didn't fit the scene.
Salute your something something.
Barbie also would not have
worked
in that
absolutely
scene.
But then there would have been a reason at least for that line being in the movie. Not a good reason.
No, that would have been... That's like first Suicide Squad level of on the nose. Oh, yuck.
I'm not a proponent of it.
Yuck.
Yeah, the song that plays is Salute Your Solutions by the Raconteurs. Yeah. I recognized it in the movie but couldn't think of its name. Yeah. Anyway, I figured it out. But... that Barbie Girl line is just freaks on the internet not understanding how to read movie credits.
Still, if you're saying it in a movie, you will still need to credit it in the credits, I'm assuming.
Well,
if you say like a line from the
song, you've got to pay royalties.
Yeah. It's not, because the credits they're pulling it from aren't like the credits in the movie. You wouldn't need to be like in songs because you've said a line from a movie.
Yeah.
But it's, you can't just like grab stuff and use it as much as you want. But even if in that fucking stupid world where that song does drop, it doesn't make sense.
No,
because
God,
the joke.
No.
Yeah, like
The Flash doesn't know the Barbie Girl song is about to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then why did he say
it? I think it's like he's calling Barry Barr.
What?
Barbie.
Oh,
that would have been nice if that was established a bit more.
If he called him Bar,
I mean, Clooney calls him Bar at the end.
Yeah,
but it would have been okay.
Nicer. I think Bar is meant to be short for Barry in the movie, but they don't use it
that much. Crazy. Yeah. That's
well, not just that, but it would have been nice if they had like
Bar A and Bar B
or Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Bar A, Bar B.
Yeah,
that would have made more sense.
Maybe that was in the movie at some point. And
No. It's like, because we'll get to the fucking Craven listeners, you just need to know.
We're going
to
do some very briefly.
No, I think that it probably was, because it went through, 18 billion different rewrites?
It's like 35 writers.
So Barry A, Barry B, Bar A, Bar B.
And then when you said that.
But line just stayed in.
Yeah.
It's crazy to, go back to watching The Flash and kind of think about when those scenes were written about, depending which either Marvel property had done well at that time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or which kind of superhero property had done well at one time. Because you're like, and this one was written after Deadpool.
Yeah,
they got that hard. Let's go. Okay.
Hard on.
Hard R-rating. And you're And you're like, okay, cool. They're using, all right, okay, cool. Okay, that's Endgame. That's Endgame. Yeah, that's Endgame. Okay, never mind.
Because it has the same. Yeah, it's just No Way Home by the end of it.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway.
But less stupid.
More stupid.
You're going to be like, that's a hell of a
No
take.
Way Home.
Oh, I'm the dumb fuck scale.
No Way Home is more boring.
Yes, that's true.
But they both have similar amount of no effort.
Yeah, that's true. Both are lazy.
Yeah.
Both are pretty lazy.
Andrew Garfield comes through a hole.
Yeah. Both are lazy. One's just lazy with Willem Dafoe, who's a good actor, so it's okay. One's lazy with a ghoulish reanimated Christopher Reeves.
And George Reeves, who killed himself because he didn't want to be associated with Superman.
Exactly. They were like, you're dead.
I thought he killed himself for other reasons.
No, that's part of it. Like
he got Birdman. His life Birdman, basically.
I thought George Reeves because he's like alcohol, depression, and maybe the mob?
No, so the mob, I think, is he didn't kill himself. The mob got him.
Oh, no, so he was in debt to a mob something.
No, part of the reason why he killed himself was he was like, I've been typecast. Everyone only sees me as Superman. My career's gone down the toilet.
Well, it's nice that we brought him back to, animated life.
Yeah,
That's the thing. Maybe he detested.
Yeah. Well, he's got no choice now.
No,
motherfucker's dead.
And the guy that plays Jay Garrick also is. So the guy who plays
Jay Garrick is a Flash.
Old Flash.
Old
Helmet Flash.
Flash
yeah.
Also, I guess spoilers for the Flash. chances are, if you're listening to this, you haven't seen it because the movie made no money.
Yeah, you don't want to see this.
It's a bad movie.
Yeah.
Jay Garrick looks like the guy who played Jay Garrick in the Flash CW TV show.
Yeah.
But in the CW TV show, that guy turns out to not be Jay Garrick. That's a twist. He's actually a villain.
Yeah.
So it doesn't even make sense that he is Jay Garrick. But then they also didn't use that actor. They just CGI'd him, even though he's still the same age as he was when he played him in the TV show.
Isn't there a still living, I don't know the specifics here, but isn't there a still living a person who played Superman who is canonically meant to be Christopher Reeves?
Yeah, Brandon Ralph.
Brandon Ralph. He's still around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they didn't
but he doesn't
him.
Look like what nerds remember Superman looking like, so it wouldn't count.
Well, no, they just CGI'd. Because, the Jay Garrick one is a good example of what they're going for. They didn't care. They just CGI'd everyone.
Yeah.
Nick Cage as well looks exactly the same as he does in that.
Huh. Yeah, yeah.
And he would have done it for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Of
but
course.
They were like, let's just CGI everyone.
And not even just CGI Nick Cage. Let's CGI Nick Cage from that clip that's circulating the internet. Because, again, it's like, that wasn't what it was meant to be. He wasn't meant to have the long hair.
Yeah,
he was meant to be like, this is just a look at the outfit. It's just so.
And also, that's from two movies.
Terrible.
Tim Burton's one is Nick Cage, and Kevin Smith's one's The Big Spider.
Oh, yeah.
They're not the same movie.
I thought that was all based on Superman Lives, and it was going to be like, Superman doesn't fly.
No, it's. Is it Superman Lives? Is that what it's called? Superman.
I think so. Am I getting, once again, am I getting too confused with Fletch Lives?
We are always thinking about Fletch. That is our curse. We're Fletch heads.
Yeah.
It can't be denied.
I was thinking, who was meant to be in George Miller's Justice League as, the Flash?
Oh. Arnie Hammer was Batman.
Yeah.
Wowee.
Woo!
Oh, yeah, Superman Lives. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I think it was meant to be a combination of a few different rewrites. Because wasn't the person who wrote that, wasn't that someone's hairdresser?
That is actually very familiar.
I remember the minutiae, but it was like someone's hairdresser, yeah. And that's how they made a lot of their money somehow with like that, and how they became more connected. And they just had a giant hard on for giant spiders.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm surprised that like they didn't chuck in like the whoever the actor was meant to be for Justice League's.
Well, they also there were so many other like cameos that they could have done if they were doing these like classic DC superheroes. That they just completely ignored.
Yeah. So
where was Dean Cain?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith and Tim Burton quit because of Kevin Smith. Those two ideas and Nick Cage being Superman at the same time is like I guess it would have been true for, like, a day. Anyway, let's go to Craven, I guess.
This movie looks stupid.
Anyway, yeah. Craven, no longer a big game hunter that wants to hunt Spider-Man.
No. Now he's a boy who's he got lion blood in his guts.
Lion blood. Yeah. Man, I love the Sony Spider-Verse in that, animal blood, just drip it in your powers.
I guess so.
His dad, Russell Crowe, is playing a character that I guess is what Craven from the comics is closer like.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Hunting everyone. Yeah. He hates his sons and his mom.
He's a hitman, maybe? He says, "You know what we do." And then it cuts to a guy who's not him shooting another guy.
Yeah.
So I assume it's some kind, I guess maybe organized crime.
Yeah.
And Craven, his dad says, "Kill this lion," but the lion kills him because he shows fear.
Yeah.
Then he gets lion blood in him. I don't know if he then develops lion powers.
It looks like he has lion powers.
Lion and animal powers.
His eye flashes.
His eyes go yellow.
And then flashes with an image of like a tarot card. Yes.
Yes,
there's
does.
No tarot card that is the lion, so it's a fake tarot card. I don't know. And then they talk about how he has a connection with animals, and that's how he hunts.
This movie is just Morbius, but rated R because there's blood in it.
Yeah. It's really funny that they were like, Craven is too boring on his own. We have to give him a superpower.
Well, it's just kind of,
which is true.
Yeah.
Well, Craven does
I think
have,
you could make it, you know, whatever. He's just a hitman guy.
Yeah, making a solo Craven movie without Super Spider-Man and making Craven interesting.
So I wouldn't have gone powers. No. This probably wouldn't have been my first choice.
Well, Craven has, like, enhanced strength, but that's because he drinks a witch doctor's herbal potion.
They should have put that in the movie.
And the whole thing about his dad and the sons of Craven and all that kind of thing, like, that is there. It's just, it is messy in the comics.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, there's, like, the most well-known Craven story is, like, The Last Hunt.
Craven's Last Hunt.
Craven's Last Hunt. Where he
kills
looks
himself.
Like he kills... Yeah, he looks like he kills Spider-Man.
Spoilers.
buries Spider-Man, takes his suit and becomes Spider-Man. And I think either becomes Spider-Man so his son will hunt him or just becomes Spider-Man because he's like, I've become the thing I killed. I don't know. But he's like, I've done it all.
Yeah.
Rap, two in the head.
And Spider-Man's like, I was actually fine.
Yeah, Spider-Man's like, I'm good.
This guy dumb as hell. I was actually okay the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the... Because which Craven is he playing? Do we know? His actual...
I have no idea. Well, it seems like the basic...
Sergi and something else.
I don't know. Seems like the outline of this movie is dad is bad.
Yes.
Craven gets animal blood in him, gets animal powers, seeks revenge on dad. Also, the rhino's there.
Oh, yeah. And the rhino isn't in a suit.
No.
He does a thing in the trailer where he disconnects two tubes on his belt, and then he gets a rhino carapace-like venom. So, what the fuck does that mean? I get making rhino...
Was that person who's like, I am like rhino, was that his brother, or was that a different guy?
Oh, I couldn't tell, dude. I could not. I genuinely had no idea.
Same.
They all looked like the same white guy. Every
Chameleon
guy
is his half brother.
Yeah, I know, which is why I'm like, because I know Chameleon is his half brother, but was that also the person who was playing the rhino? I wasn't sure.
Surely Chameleon's not also rhino.
Although, no, they're different guys.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what?
Sorry, I thought you meant like, is his one brother Rhino and one brother the chameleon?
No. I mean, are they just
like, no. They're not okay. The same guy. Right. Different actors.
Okay. Good to see.
Here's what the look. So obviously, going to Wikipedia is a great place to start. Of speculation, and also it's good to say a great place to start 15 minutes into an episode. But here's what the plot on Wikipedia says.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Stop me if it gets too much. Just so you know.
All right.
Okay.
A hunter searches for his father.
That's fine. I'm there. I'm across it. That sounds like it could be a good movie.
Oh, that's good, because that's all it says.
Okay.
The plot is that's a hunter searches for his father, full stop, the end. That's
what
all it says.
What the fuck?
Okay.
To kill, I guess?
Yeah, because he's got a list like fucking Kill Bill.
Yeah, he's got to kill Crow.
Oh, yeah, because that's another thing about this trailer is not only... Does that make the movie look bad, which a trailer's not meant to do.
Yeah.
It also gives you a lot of the movie.
Absolutely.
The only thing it hides is like Rhino right until the end, but you also see him kill
everyone?
One of his dad's right, like,
yeah.
Seems to be like one of the main bad guys in the trailer. Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess Rhino in this will probably be like a hitman, basically, right?
Probably.
That Craven's dad will be like, my son's trying to kill me. Kill him.
Yeah.
And then he'll... It's also so funny because before I was going to say I get why they picked Rhino because he hunts and people hunt rhinos, but that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's really stupid stuff.
And chameleon as well, another animal being.
Yeah. People hunt chameleons.
Yeah.
The most dangerous predator.
Going into the jungle and just shooting a chameleon off a tree. I'm big game hunting. Sorry, little game hunting.
I like doing it with like a crossbow.
Donk.
Hell yeah.
Got him.
They're hard to hunt because they keep blending in.
I don't know where they are.
Not really. They're just, they kind of, and they're really slow. Real shows my hunting prowess.
Yeah. What's up with all the spiders coming off the tree?
So I reckon one of two theories for that.
Okay.
One, a dream sequence.
Okay.
Two, that's like the sting near the air, or the post like credit sting like at the end, which is going to hint towards he must hunt Spider-Man.
Oh, actually, that's probably a good call. That being the post credit scene where he's also maybe making a dream still.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need to kill Spider-Man.
Yeah.
A character that we still don't know if exists in the universe.
Because it is that weird thing where I can't see this movie and like this Craven doesn't. I mean, it's already stupid, the idea that Craven's like, I gotta hunt the Spider-Man, because he's a guy, Craven. He's not a fool. If he was a gigantic spider terrorizing New York.
If it was Peter Parker when he turns into Spider-Man that has the fucking eight...
Man-Spider.
If
he was going after Man-Spider, fair enough, that's a beast.
Yeah.
That's a creature.
If he was going after... Even if he was going after Morbius.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's a vampire. It's a new kind of thing.
Venom. Fair enough. That's, well, it's a guy, but also an alien guy.
Yeah, exactly. But he's like, I got to hunt the most dangerous game. A guy who has web that he can shoot out his arms.
Yeah.
That's dumb as hell, Craven. Yeah. And this Craven also isn't a big game hunter, so I don't know why this Craven...
This Craven is a, like, it's the opposite. It's a big game...
Protector?
Conservationist?
Yeah. Although in the trailer they say... something like villains aren't born. I don't know. I can't
villains
remember what
aren't born.
They're made or something. Yeah. So is he going to be a bad guy at the end?
Because the lion was bad.
He got evil lion juice in him and now he evil.
I really like that. There's a scene in the trailer where Craven runs along the wall like Morbius.
Yeah.
Like clearly they were like, looks good.
No, he lion man.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of the action in this does look like this whole trailer has very Morbius. Vibe.
Yeah. Mm.
This, look, I'm sorry, Aaron Taylor Johnson. First of all, your performance in this seems very bad.
Yes.
Second of all, your movie's going to lose a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Because, imagine releasing a trailer for this the same, so a couple of months after Ant-Man has bombed big time.
Yeah.
And then also releasing this trailer the week after everyone's like, we hate stupid superhero movies now. Mm-hmm. Being like, well, you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
What you've done is everyone's angry at The Flash, and now you're releasing another dog shit movie trailer. No one's going to see your movie, Sony. What the fuck?
Does this mean that Rusty has been in two failed cinematic universes?
Three.
Three?
Oh, no. Two.
I don't think calling the MCU a failure
that's what
is...
I was thinking. It's getting there.
It's a bit rich.
It's getting there. But no, yes, two. That's two. But at least this one's limped along far more than the Dark Universe or whatever.
Yeah, Dark Universe made it to one movie.
No, they got two.
What was the other
Dracula
one?
Dracula Untold.
Oh, that's right.
That's a different Dark Universe.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, not the same universe.
I thought that was a setup.
No.
They kept trying to launch the Dark
so
Universe.
So Van Helsing was the first attempt.
Yeah.
That bombed.
Then there was
Wolfman.
Wolfman, that's right. Then there was another one before Dracula Untold.
Nah, Wolfman's the one that's the... So it's Van Helsing, then Wolfman, then Dracula Untold, then The Mummy.
I thought there was another one in there. Okay.
See, well, I thought they were going to link Dracula Untold to...
Oh, wait.
To,
not Victor...
Frankenstein the
it?
One with bloody...
Daniel Radcliffe?
It might have been.
Oh, no. Fucking Igor? The other...
No.
No. Who's the one with maybe Aaron Eckhart and someone?
Yeah, I Frankenstein.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one with... Was it Aaron Eckhart or was it Thomas Jane? I always get those two confused. They have similar chins.
They do. But yeah, I thought there were quite a few attempts at the Dark Universe, and then they were like, right, The Mummy is the true beginning.
Okay.
And then...
No.
It feels like if that movie came out today, despite it bombing, we would still
get... Oh, yeah, because, well, yeah. Like, well, they would have made four films by the time the first one came out. So yeah, we would have just been like... Well, we've got him in the bank.
Yeah, I guess we got to release them. Good money after bad. I mean, yeah. That's just how it works these days. You can have as many stinkers as you like. You got to just keep trying.
Insane, though. But, like, yes and no. Because I'm like, sure, you've got the HBO, right?
Yeah.
Like,
none of the universes that constantly... Except for... It's just the DC one that's bombing and continuing. Because all the other ones...
Well, the Sonyverse.
No. Venom 1 and 2 made a fuckload of money.
Mm.
That's disappointing to hear.
Yeah. Venom. Venom.
Venom.
Won.
I understand because everyone was like, "This is stupid."
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And then Venom 2 got the COVID bump of
of course.
It didn't make money, but COVID. And then Morbius bombed real hard.
Craven's gonna stink big time. Yeah. Okay.
And then because they've already and because they greenlit all of this on the back of the first Venom, it'll be once it gets to if Madam Web bombs. Then, yeah, the other movies. Although El Muerto is starting production in August now.
What?
They gave it
I thought they canceled that.
No, it's got an official date now.
Hip the Hustler, that's still happening?
No, probably not.
Yeah, fair enough.
They'll turn that into a live-action Prowler movie.
As they probably should have from
Well, here's what I think they should do. Not do that.
Oh, yeah.
They should
None.
Make Madam Web because I want to see a 9/11 Spider-Man.
Well, I was
movie.
Just thinking if Madam Web is about 9/11, you will see a rise in that box office, surely. If you find out there's a Spider-Man movie about 9/11, you're going to see that movie.
Yeah.
So maybe Sony's going to keep limping along.
But The Flash has a lot of stuff where you're like, oh yeah, The Flash puts a babe. Because there's a scene at the start of The Flash, which is now circulating on Twitter, but people have reversed it. So it looks like Flash puts a baby in the microwave.
He does. Put a baby in a microwave.
Yeah, no, I know he puts a baby in the microwave, but at the end when he's on the ground and he saved the baby and it dings.
So it looks like he puts a mic in the microwave and turns it on. Right. I'm there.
But surely that would get...
I'm putting a baby in a microwave is one thing. A movie where Spider-Man has to stop 9/11.
No, a movie where Spider-Man is born through the ashes of 9/11
That's something else.
Yeah.
You got to go see that movie.
Yeah.
I think Madam Web's going to do great if it's about 9/11. 9/11 means bums in seats, okay?
I just want to see that beautiful insanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing I want to point out about this wonderful, incredible Craven trailer is why were the sound effects dog shit?
Oh, I don't know. They were noticeably bad.
What's the budget of this movie?
I don't know, because they used... Am I wrong in saying that I think they use the dinosaur sounds from Jurassic Park
at the very end
for the sound
rhino.
Of a rhino?
Is that what a rhino sounds like?
The dinosaurs from Jurassic Park?
It really does.
And the sound effects of Craven punching or shooting a bolt or whatever through all the goons.
Mm.
That sounds so cheap.
Yeah, really.
I've heard that sound effect maybe on a sound effects.
I noticed that too. It doesn't. I don't know why. Like, surely getting a decent sound. I mean, I don't know, but surely getting a decent sound effect for a gunshot or firing an arrow is not hard.
Well, I guess usually they would have people doing this in post to kind of make the sound effects. We have someone making a sound effects library, those kind of things. But if you're doing it for cheap,
that's true,
and you just buy generic thud,
there you go. Then I guess you can get away with it.
Do we have access to some of the dinosaur sounds from the dinosaur ripoff movies we keep making?
Yeah, check that out.
Tried to find the Craven's budget, can't find it. Hope it is under $100,000. Sorry, $100 million.
No, $100,000.
I meant $100 million.
Yeah.
Are movies the only industry where you bet like hundreds, like $100 million is like a sensible amount of money? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like to kind of like, okay, this movie, we're going to spend $100 million and we're hoping we make money back.
Yeah.
Because we know we're going to meet, at least we're going to make, we're going to break even, sure.
Maybe if you're one of those guys on Shark Tank.
I'm thinking.
Somebody comes in and says.
I'm sure like, this is stupid, but I'm sure there's like huge business in, like as in like
well,
Monopoly. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like a company like fucking BP being like, oh yeah, we're going to fucking buy.
Yeah, or we're going to
$3.6 billion of oil and then fucking, I don't know, pour it on some seals.
What are we doing again?
And hope we make $100 billion.
We've cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
We're just killing seals directly now.
Everyone thinks that we, the oil company, are the villains, but we didn't actually know if oils hate being covered in oil. So we made a study, it cost us $3.6 billion, to see the effects of what happens when a seal bathes in a lot of oil.
We've spent $6 billion. Crashing two ships into each other just to see what happens.
And we're seeing maybe if the effects are actually good.
Isn't and then it we're using another $10 billion to pay off scientists, so they say, yep.
And so as
it's
you can
great
see,
when seagulls can't fly.
Me, a scientist.
It's awesome. See this dolphin vomiting up crude oil?
Yeah.
That means it's doing great.
Yeah. And we got other studies we're sorting out. We spent another $2.3 billion so that this graph says there's heaps of oil left.
These dolphins are full of it.
Well, let's research now on how to milk a dolphin for oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming to a Shell service station near you. Dolphin oil.
We used to milk whales for oil in a way.
Really
anyway,
makes you think.
Yeah. But yeah, like, because like other entertainment things, like TV shows are nowhere near as much money.
Mm.
Albums and stuff like that, nowhere near as much money.
There are like for like the building industry, there would be sort of like industries, where that large amount of money is a bit of a gamble.
Yeah.
But nowhere near as much as a gamble as like entertainment. I don't.
Yeah,
it feels like it, yeah.
Where a lot of money is, like military, pornography, building. Yeah.
Pornography? That's construction. That's cheap. You just need a camera to make that.
Everyone's got a wang and pussy.
Yeah! Everyone's got an asshole, that's for sure.
That's
very true.
And very awesome.
Yeah. And that's where you get all the good stuff.
Yeah, that's the best bit of the human body, I think. But I guess it's probably the difference is that if you build a building, you invest, you know, millions of dollars in building a building, and initially, whatever, it's not successful, nobody's moving in, I don't know, you're not getting people...
Yeah, see the Docklands
exactly.
Victoria, Australia. That's a reference for...
Four people.
Yeah. Well, that's what's happening.
All residents of the Docklands.
I wish I had neighbors and didn't spend $1.2 million on a unit that sucks.
But I imagine it's kind of similar in the movie industry, where I'm sure the money lost on building those buildings in the Docklands, there was so much fucking cheeky accounting that no one really lost any money. It's probably the same with the movies, really.
Yeah, especially with like...
No, the movies.
Mm. As in, like, Hollywood big companies, right?
You know about Hollywood accounting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it's rules.
Every movie loses money, Jackson, because then otherwise you have to pay the actors more.
So I think Sony's probably not... The thing that Sony seems concerned about is not whether their movies make money, but if they get made fun of. That seems like what really gets to them.
No, they're still chasing... So Sony seemed to be aware that their live-action movies with Venom, that made a lot of money, but people were like, oh, it's fun and silly. And they've tried to cash in on that because Morbius's original trailer is also like, look how fucking crazy this is, but the movie's not.
Yeah.
And now they've kind of course corrected the other way with this trailer where it's very serious and very gory.
Yeah.
Because also people were like, well, imagine if Venom was R-rated.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, we've done it. We've made an R-rated movie. So now this is very serious, but it looks like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very funny seeing, you can just imagine the, you know, you see like freaks online are like, Marvel movie, and it'll be like She-Hulk twerking, a objectively awesome thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And then it'll be like DC movie, and it'll be like Batman crying or whatever. And they're like, which one are you watching? The one for babies? You can just imagine Craven.
Twerking's not for babies. Twerking's horny. Which is
twerking's for grown adults.
Yeah.
That's what twerking's for. It's fucking sick as hell.
Megan Thee Stallion and She-Hulk. Two fucking babes,
as
brother.
Babe city
hot,
and they're
hot as hell.
Twerking their posteriors.
Which
cool.
is where the asshole is, which is...
the best bit of the human body. Seeing Batman cry, there's nothing for my Packer.
Yeah, babies, babies cry.
Yeah. But Craven's absolutely just going to be... It feels like fodder for that fake imagined war that people are having online.
Who are Sony listening to?
What do you mean?
Like when they course correct and they just make bad films.
Yeah.
And I guess the same thing with The Flash in a way.
Yeah.
But like when they sort of look at this, they go, oh no, we have to course correct. And then they sort of go the other way or they take the wrong lessons.
Craven's course correcting would have also been probably on the back of like the Snyderverse stuff. Because everyone's like, we do these fucking gritty movies.
Is it just Twitter? Are they listening to the very vocal Twitter, like the
minority that is
not
Twitter?
Not even the vocal minority, the vocal bots?
Yeah.
Like if you
but they have blue ticks, they can't be bots.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
They pay $8.
Of course.
Only fellas can pay $8.
That's you see that great thing where, you know how on Twitter, if you comment under a picture, I want this on a t-shirt, a million bots will arrive and be like, make this t-shirt. And somebody posted that comic, I'm sure you've seen it, where it's like every heterosexual couple ever. And it's like a girl and then a guy and he's wearing a t-shirt that says the most racist man alive or whatever. And people underneath that were like, I want this on a t-shirt. But the bot got confused and just kept giving them t-shirts that said the most racist man alive. Just again and again and again. Like that's all it was pulling. Awesome stuff.
Someone was like, man, I'd love to see this on a t-shirt, and posted a photo of a t-shirt that just, it was a white t-shirt and black font just said, the owner of this t-shirt website is a pedophile. And then bots still rolled in and did it.
Oh, that rules. What a cesspit.
Oh, God, it's real horrible. Every day I gotta dip my toe back here to see what it's like. It gets worse.
Yeah,
time.
But it's going full circle. It's so bad that it's awesome.
It is. It's sort of like...
As long as you're not engaging, the moment you say anything on Twitter, it becomes the worst day of your life.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like,
absolutely.
I'm just dipping my toe in every 5 days, I reckon. Once a week, I'm like, what's happened?
How bad could it be?
People at my time, like my For You page is just full of the Flash takes, which is fair because I host the fucking podcast. But I wished, I don't know, someone awesome was there instead.
Yeah.
An asshole, maybe.
That would be cool. I get some of them.
Oh!
That pops up on my feed occasionally.
I'm getting a lot of that on Reddit now because everyone is complaining about like the CEO making, speaking of like dumb fuck decisions. He's making dumb fuck decisions. So a lot of Reddits, which are usually not covered in porn, now I'm worried about opening up Reddit in public because now I'm just getting, a gaping asshole. And I'm like, I guess that is interesting.
I guess that's mildly interesting.
Sure. Well, keep scrolling.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is our funny pictures.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess it's a form of protest.
Yeah.
A great form of protest.
If Sony's listening to the internet and the internet's like this, no wonder.
No wonder
why this keeps happening.
So are they just listening to the vocal Twitter?
They'd be following trends of like what's making money and getting confused because you've had to... Because there was a period during COVID when all of this would have been greenlit.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't trust box office numbers. You had to judge streaming numbers. And streaming numbers aren't actually available to the public. It's just whatever people are saying.
No, and also like when you have those streaming numbers, because like wasn't the streaming numbers for like the Snyder Cut? That was kind of put out, and everyone was like, it's just no one is streaming it as
well.
You
find that with like any of the big streaming, like the
Notice, that did well according to Netflix.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
Like Succession and that being it's in prestige television.
It made million people were watching,
but
and it was like
actual ratings.
People are watching Yellowstone. That's what people are watching. You know?
It's
one of the Yellowstone guys is in the new Hellboy movie I saw recently.
Oh, that's awesome.
That movie's going to stink.
Maybe and maybe people will see it.
No.
Yeah. It's going to be another bomb.
It's going to stink bad.
Who's the Hellboy?
Some guy from Yellowstone. Okay, so and it's directed by...
David Arbour again?
No, it's their fourth attempt at making a... or. Third attempt at making a live-action Hellboy movie. It's directed by a guy who's directed a bunch of stinkers. Well, you're looking it up, I'm sure, JB. I was looking at this the other day because I read the Crooked Man comic again because it's great. Mm. And I was like, oh, yeah, they're making a movie of this. And then I was like, oh, no, it's going to really not go well.
Why you can get something that is already, like, you're making adaptation.
Yeah.
You have the piece of media that's done. And it's like, oh, it was well-loved. People liked it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to do this. And then you deviate so much.
Yeah, and this one's
not even like the... Like, don't even call it that movie anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just crazy to me. This, like, and why this... do you do... Like, I know, like say Wanted, right?
Yeah.
A terrible comic and a terrible film. But you read the comic and then you watch the film and you're like, how are these connected?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the movie is all about like this loom of fate. That's nowhere. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like the whole bending bullets. You're like, what?
Where'd that come from?
What?
Yeah, I think this movie then.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
New Crooked Man movies now about Hellboy's past somehow instead of Hellboy just going to Appalachia and fighting witches.
Yeah. People never understand that what you want from Hellboy is him just being somewhere and fighting something.
That's what even Mike Mignola, the creator of Hellboy, is like, this is all Hellboy comics should be.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what
I've... Isn't that what the last movie's like, though?
I don't know. I didn't see the last movie because I heard it was so bad. No, the last movie's about him fighting the witch Hecate, who's like the one of the end game bad guys from the comics. But it's like the first time he's fought her. I don't know. It sounded like a mess.
And I don't know why you're worried about Hellboy the Crooked Man, because the director is the same director who made Crank, Crank 2, and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah.
Crank was pretty good.
I'm in good hands.
Crank's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if it's anything like Crank, that will be crazy.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
So yeah, so when we have Craven, what we've seen in the trailers, where it's kind of like, okay, we've got all this, like, granted, it's comic book messy history,
yeah,
and all this kind of stuff, where it's like, okay, it's a big game hunter, he drinks a potion made by a witch doctor, makes him strong, and he just wants to be the best at the, of like hunting big game. He's an adrenaline junkie to the extreme. He wants to be hunting monsters because he's like, I've done enough with Animal Kingdom.
I've hunted enough lions.
I need to hunt the most dangerous thing alive. Man? No, Spider-Man. so you have that. And then you have like, right, what do we do as a film? What if Lion Blood got into him, but, and then make him a lion.
But
man.
I could almost see how they got this. So they're like, all right, we're going to make a Kraven movie. Okay. Like, what does Kraven do? He hunts big game. That's not so cool anymore.
Yeah,
For the protagonist of our movie, if he kills a lion, that's fucked up. Remember when that dentist killed a lion?
Yeah.
People were mad. Yeah. Justifiably, don't kill lions, dude. Get killed by a lion.
Yeah!
That's the cool
finally
thing.
Something we can agree on.
Yeah.
Well, that's the second thing we've agreed on. Arseholes being awesome.
Arseholes are great. Get killed by a lion. Yep. Good way to go.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, okay, we can't actually have him hunt big game. And then they're like, well, okay, maybe he fights poachers. And they're like, well, that's also pretty boring. I don't, because he doesn't really do that in this movie.
Sorry, question. Why can't we have him poaching lion? He's a villain, right?
Yeah, no, because we don't have Spider-Man or any other superheroes. We have to make him a protagonist at the very least. We'll make him an anti-hero. And you're like, so he can't hunt lions, but I also don't want him fighting poachers because that's very 1990s Captain Planet. People aren't into that either. Okay.
But they are poachers.
Yeah. Exactly. So, well, what if his dad is like a poacher and he's got to fight his dad?
But like you said, fighting poachers was bad.
No,
if he's a poacher and a Russian mafia?
Yeah, okay, great. And he's fighting his dad because his dad was abusive to him when he was a kid.
And his mom died because of his dad's actions.
Exactly. All right, great. Uh-huh. Now, we don't have enough.
How is this different to many other films?
This movie's not a superhero movie. That's the next problem I imagine they encounter. We need to give him powers. We don't get to give him powers that come from a witch doctor. That's problematic. What if he got his powers from
fusing with a lion?
Well, we just had Morbius where he fused with bats, so he fuses with a lion to get lion powers.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess we can't have him drinking a potion, because even if we take away the whole witch doctor thing and we just make him drink, like, say, like a purple drink from a purple flower, everyone's going to yell at us and be like,
Black Panther. So, okay, all right, great. He has enhanced animal powers. And he's fighting his dad, who's not a poacher. And he's not a poacher either. Or his dad is a poacher, but he's also a mob boss.
He's like a mob boss. He poaches on the side.
We don't have enough actual superheroes in our movie now. We only have Kraven. Well, what if his brother is Chameleon, let's say? Okay, great.
Well, I'm quickly reading the comic. I think his brother is Chameleon.
Okay, fantastic.
What does he do? I don't know.
Doesn't matter. And then
he become other guys? Oh, yeah.
But obviously for a superhero movie, he will need to fight another superhero. We can't just have him fight his dad. That's boring.
Yeah.
So what other superheroes are animal-themed or villains are animal-themed?
What about Rhino?
Perfect.
He's
put
a rhinoceros.
Now, okay, a big suit of armor is what got made fun of in Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, it was a mech or whatever.
We can't be a mech. Now, what did well? Well, Venom did well. So what if instead he...
People, body horror's in right now.
Yeah, so he just has like a rhino carapace.
Oh, yeah. What if it's kind of like he gets a bit of this, like the symbiote?
Okay.
Yeah. And he like sciences it. Maybe he like, you know, he gets a bit of DNA
makes it
of a
tough
rhino or whatever in that. And it's a symbiote rhino.
That would actually be fucked up if this is connected to Venom and it is a symbiote. It might be.
Might be at this
symbiote
point.
Rhino, chuck it in.
Like the symbiote went on. Whoa.
Symbiote went on a rhino. That's crazy.
And so when the symbiote gloms onto the new rhino, really the symbiote is just like, man, every step I'm taking is just to get back to a rhino. I miss my rhino.
I miss being on a rhino.
Rhino friend.
Rhinos are so gentle. They're one of nature's gentlest beasts.
Do you reckon they're going to try and get Tom Hardy in either a cameo role or a post-credit scene?
I don't. Yeah, well, that's the big question, isn't it? What's the post-credit scene here that ties it all together? I've seen a lot of people on Twitter saying that it'll just be like Morbius being like, look at this guy, and Kraven being like, I got to hunt a Spider-Man for no reason.
Morbius comes in. The Vulture said no to my cool team-up. Yeah. You like hunting birds?
Sony are at a tricky point because they're like, okay, everyone made fun of Morbius. They'll be aware that obviously they know Morbius didn't do well.
Yeah.
So I don't
are they?
Think... Oh, yeah, they have the fucking numbers.
Yeah, but they did get tricked into releasing it.
We've discussed this before, though, where Jackson and I were like, yeah, with Sony movies, I would have been like, hey, everyone's making fun of the movie, but they're talking about it. So there's no such thing as
no bad press. Yeah,
oh, there is such thing as bad press.
Let's release it again. Yeah. Turns out movies can have bad press. Yes. The Flash is also finding that out right now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But, so they know Morbius got made fun of. Even if they still have Michael Keaton, he is one of the lead actors in The Flash and was used a lot in the marketing for The Flash, which is now bombing. Mm. So they'll be looking at him and being like,
We can't bank on him.
So yeah, Tom Hardy's the only thing they've got left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
And like, they wouldn't have filmed the post-credit scene yet because.
Good point.
There's a trend recently where you wait until the last moment and knock it out in the last 6 weeks.
There's a trend now where it's not the director or the studio; it's the actor. So who does Aaron Taylor Thompson or what? Johnson? Who does he want in?
That's a great point. I forgot actors can now make their own post-credits.
Yeah, well, it depends.
It's The Rock. Yeah. He's rocked up here. Okay. He's playing, let's see, what Spider-Man villain or hero?
Tarantula? Is he one of them?
Good in. Tarantula.
Could be The Rock could do that.
Hydro Man.
Who's Aaron Taylor Thompson? Well, friends with.
Who else is in this?
No, Aaron Taylor Johnson. You just tricked me.
Well, who else is often in the Sinister Six?
Mysterio.
We got Jake Gyllenhaal. Sandman.
No, but Jake Gyllenhaal's in fucking the MCU, not in the Sony universe.
Yeah, but does that matter?
There hasn't really, except for Vulture, there hasn't been a crossover.
So Sony own the rights, though, right? Or they co-share the rights to the villain?
They
could get Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't know.
I quite like the second Spider-Man MCU movie, and then Sony could go and ruin it more.
The second Spider-Man movie is often cited as the worst one in the MCU.
Really?
Yeah, people hate it.
But No Way Home.
They love No Way Home.
Yeah, No Way Home.
Far From Home.
That movie exists.
Far From Home they do not like. Yeah. No Way Home they love.
Wow.
That's funny because the reason, like part of the reason they hate Far From Home is because
he's not in New York.
Yeah, they got tricked. They were like, he's from the multiverse, 616. Nope. It's so funny that like Marvel fans were sort of creaming their jocks for ages about the multiverse. They were like, it's coming, it's going to happen. But it really hasn't satisfyingly occurred in any way.
Well, no, because they're basically taking all the lessons learned from all the terrible decisions that these other companies are trying to make to rush a thing, right? So they're, like the DC universe trying to really rush the JLA.
Yeah.
The Dark Universe trying to rush this
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad?
I don't know what they were aiming for.
Sony trying to rush Sinister Six. So these guys, they're trying to rush Incursions and they're trying to rush like Breaker World or whatever, right? Or the Secret Wars kind of thing. So they're trying to rush that. So I'm reckon we're going to get at some point, Incursions are going to be more and more seen in any of the films coming forward.
Yeah.
We're going to get people probably stuck in different other universes. And then we're going to be like, oh, don't worry, they're going to pop up in Breaker World, whatever it was called.
But it's so funny as well.
Battle World.
It's so funny as well, though, because we have like kind of like weird stunted versions of the like, we've gone to other dimensions or whatever that people have been craving, that when we do get it, people will be like, I don't care anymore.
This is the thing. So you had like Doctor Strange, right?
People were upset because it wasn't enough multiverse.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And now
they set it up like the Spider-Man No Way Home kind of set it up to be like, hey, we're going to fucking
cameo crazy.
Madness didn't, which I'm like, fairer enough. But at the same time, like that's probably where they could have and maybe.
But I like that it's funny that they didn't because they did a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because they did a bit, that means when they finally do it, it's like we've had like it in little increments so that when we get to the main event, who cares?
Yeah.
It's funny. Well, I like it.
They're trying to have, they have the kicking too. So I think they should be a bit of more of a slow build up, but they've already kind of like pushed Incursions.
Yeah.
They've already pushed this kind of like multiverse things, but not to any satisfying.
Well, because they keep saying, in Loki, they're like, it's happening. It's happening. It's not quite happening yet. And then in Spider-Man, they're like, it's happening. It's happening. But don't worry about it. It's actually not happening that much.
Well, the reason No Way Home is the one that fans are most satisfied with.
Yeah.
It's because people want what Across into the Spider-Verse did, but in real.
Yeah.
But then also people want what happens in Flash, but they don't want it to look like shit.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
But then they also want it to like have weight and be surprising, but it won't. It won't, and it won't.
Yeah. Because we've had it, I think after No Way Home, you're just repeating yourself.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you're just repeating yourself. And also the thing with No Way Home.
Remember people wanted like Tom Cruise's Iron Man and stuff like that, which is similar to the Nick Cage Superman.
Exactly. Yeah. It won't be good when it happens because we've had the best version of it.
Well, this is the thing, right?
Also, movies are starting to look worse because studios need to pump them out.
Get
quicker.
Them out quick, yeah.
Well, with Tom Cruise's Superman, sorry, with Tom Cruise's Iron Man, I'm like, okay. Even I was like, oh, why not?
Yeah,
you'd have Iron Man. You'd have Tom Cruise there acting his little heart out, and you know, being like, you know, mugging to the camera or being like the smug piece of shit that Stark is, and you're like, oh yeah, for like a couple minutes, Cruise could have nailed that.
Yeah,
but then you get this. Nick Cage is Superman, but CGI'd, saying nothing, and it's just, this is the worst version of that.
Yeah. He looked at The Flash.
But, like, you could have just got Nick Cage, as he is now, as an older Superman, and it wouldn't have looked as dog shit, but let's make it dog shit.
What's funny about it for me is, like, in No Way Home, so, like, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah.
So when you bring him back...
What's your favorite scene of him? Mine's when he comes through the hole in No Way Home, and he just walks slowly through the hole.
Yeah.
In silence for like 15 seconds.
Mine's when he gets stabbed at the end.
And then it seems like he's going to die, but it actually meant...
He's fine.
It meant nothing.
But the fact that that's why that was satisfying is because we loved Tobey Maguire, but actually there's no other superhero that everybody has that same feeling for. So they've kind of shot their wad.
No.
They've cummed their jizz.
I mean, yes, but no. Because
there's Iron Man, Captain America.
Not even that. You don't go further.
Mm-hmm.
You've got fucking Chris Evans as the Human Torch.
No, but what I mean is nobody liked him as much as Tobey Maguire, so we've had the best version of that.
No. It's because people will people fool don't themselves.
Care. Well, no, I know, but I mean, it's just going to get less satisfying the more we get it. You can see that with The Flash.
I think what's going to happen, though, and this is... So people, first of all, don't care if they're from a thing that sucks. They just want to see them again.
Yeah.
And two, if you put, like, for example, Chris Evans' Human Torch in the MCU for some reason, and then you give him what people deem a satisfying arc, they'll be like, they've redeemed the Human Torch.
Yeah, I suppose you
like,
got that,
fucking Silver Surfer as voiced by Lawrence Fishburne back in, they'd be like, yeah, we love this.
Yeah.
Put me in the movies. That's the new thing they should do. Put me in the movies.
They should open a portal and you step out.
People are like, where the fuck's this guy?
Are you another Spider-Man? Absolutely not.
Sure, no, I don't know, maybe.
I'm confused to why I'm here, and this seems very dangerous for me, a regular human man.
Do you die in every instance?
I hope not.
Is it really you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The movie is fake except for me, and everything that happens in that is real.
Okay. It's kind of like a Toontown situation in a way.
Yeah.
That's going to really change films.
Yeah. And my life. I'm going to get really busy.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of is there anything that fans.
Robert Downey Jr. is a big one now.
Yes.
And I so think is that's Chris the... Evans as Captain America.
Yeah. I'm talking like pre MCU. Is there anything that was spat out by any studio that people would actually be like, ugh? All I can think of is like the Fanforstic. But I reckon if any of those actors came back as. Their counterparts, I reckon there'd be hoot and holler in moments.
Yeah, I think they would only get away with Fantastic Four with them playing those characters in the Fanforstic is if they're actually cast again as, like, they stick around. I don't think a cameo scene...
Well, I feel like...
Multiverse of Madness, if there was a scene where you had Michael B. Jordan and Chris Evans on screen, walk out of a portal, and they both say flame on, and they both light up, you're telling me they wouldn't have had pause for hootin' hollering?
Oh, yeah, they would have pause.
In Multiverse of Madness, but I think if it...
Do you reckon that's why none of the CGI cameos in The Flash have any dialogue for all the hootin' and hollering?
It's great. It's like watching, No Way Home in your house.
Yeah.
Where they still have those hoot and hollering moments, but watching it in the cinema where no one hoot and holler.
That's so funny.
Good shit.
People laughed when Nick Cage's Superman came on.
That was the only moment where there was any type of noise from any of the cameos where people, and Clooney.
Yeah. But it's
the only time where people were like, Because it was like a bit of murmuring when it happened.
But I think with the Nick Cage one, people weren't like, oh, that's like a reference to Superman Lives. I think the people in our audience at least were like, Nick Cage! Because he's like a meme actor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there's meme actors now.
Yeah, I think it was a bit more of a when Nick Cage appears, like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Why he looks so ugly? Get a haircut.
Because there's... Yeah, that whole, like, cameo fuckfest. Because there are people who have watched or wouldn't really know, you know, like...
Most
George
people.
Reeves, Christopher Reeves, people being like, bleh.
Well, yeah, I think...
I reckon the biggest hoot and a hollering moment that would happen now...
Yeah.
Ben Affleck in the MCU.
As Daredevil?
Yeah.
I reckon...
Because also, because everyone's... I think that will be the one that does it, only because everyone's like... The DCU fucking, they spat out Ben Affleck and he's a great actor.
And now he's back as Daredevil?
Yeah.
Old Daredevil?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only hootin' and hollerin' moment that we, I mean, like, obviously people are going to be like, whoa, for any actor, but to repeat, to not have diminishing returns, I think all we have left is Robert Downey Jr. back as Iron Man.
And Chris Evans.
And Chris Evans. But Robert Downey Jr. higher than Chris Evans, I think. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. was the MCU.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Chris Evans was...
No. Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, yeah,
but
that's a good
point.
They've
done that heaps.
Yeah, but not in the MCU.
Oh, have you heard the... this is not about Kraven, because Kraven is boring and sucks.
Oh, yeah.
But have you heard about the Deadpool 3 rumors?
Which ones?
Which ones,
see, that it's pretty much an X-Men multiverse movie?
That's so funny. I think the X-Men are coming back, as in, like, Halle Berry and all of that.
Yeah, but I think it's like...
Okay.
It'll be... because.
Well, I think we predicted this age. I forget what basic speculation.
Because Deadpool 2, the new X-Men are in it briefly in that one random.
But because it's meant to be like a road trip movie, yeah?
Yeah.
And I think we predicted ages ago, we were like, it's a road trip through the multiverse of Deadpool and Wolverine. So, yeah, I guess that's the movie we'll get. Cool.
Yeah.
By which I mean.
Hey, it's all right. It's directed by the director of Free Guy.
Oh, well, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best movie ever made.
His name is, I
believe. Did he do the second Deadpool?
No. Nah.
Yeah.
Did he do the first Deadpool?
Nah, he did Free Guy.
You remember Free Guy?
You remember Free Guy?
Where a computer program was a man's virtual penis?
Yeah, me and JD watched it separately when we had COVID.
I don't know why you did that.
Brain fog.
So he's directed Big Fat Liar, Cheaper by the Dozen, the first two Night at the Museums. He turned down The Flash to make Night at the Museum 2.
You know what? Actually, a good choice.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
He had a 8-year break from directing. Why?
What was he doing?
Yeah. He did The Internship, that movie about Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson working at Google.
Was that like old men can't understand computers, but they've got a little bit of wisdom of their own?
He also directed Real Steel, where Hugh Jackman...
That's a great movie. I love Real
Rock
Steel.
Rock of Stock'em Robots. I love
Real
that movie.
Great.
And then, from 2014 to 2021, nothing.
Why is he not... Why didn't...
They came back with... Free Guy, then the Adam Project, and that's the one where Ryan Reynolds goes back in time
with his self.
Sell his self to fucking
be cool,
and life is Star Wars or something.
Why did
that can't be the message of that movie?
Life is Star Wars,
life
brother.
Is Star Wars, that makes sense. Why didn't they
look at the poster? Tell me this isn't Life is Star Wars.
Oh, it is Life is Star Wars. You're right.
Why didn't they get the director from the second? At least the second. Then
maybe he didn't want to do it.
And then
or
Deadpool
creative
3.
Differences.
Yeah.
Because, I know, JD, you... And me, we all did not care for Deadpool 1.
Yeah.
I quite liked Deadpool 2. I thought Josh Brolin, as Cable, added that kind of much-needed non-goofball to the series.
Well, with Sean Levy behind the wheel, you can you know that even Wolverine's going to be the biggest mugging piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's going to be goofing and hoofing.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Lock it in. Yeah.
The reason that the director of Deadpool 2...
David Leitch.
Yeah, he's directing the... This is funny, because... So he's making Fall Guy. Not to be confused with Free
Guys,
or Fall Guys.
What is Fall Guy?
It's about a stunt man, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's starring Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Whoa!
And Ryan Gosling.
Full circle, baby. Yeah.
Oh, I guess friends with Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling, he come in as
Deadpool at the end of Kraven.
Ryan Gosling as Deadpool in Kraven.
Hobgoblin, let's say.
But Aaron Taylor-Johnson's also in Bullet Train, which would have filmed before Kraven, just.
Yeah.
Where the Fall Guys is after Kraven.
Yeah.
So
Brad Pitt reappearing as Doug Vanisher.
David Leitch directed that as well.
Okay.
So Aaron Taylor-Johnson coming in Deadpool 3, not as Kraven, but as the guy from Bullet Train. Sandwiches or whatever his name is.
Tangerine.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches is a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could get Michael Shannon. He was in Bullet Train. Spoilers.
It's a review.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah.
As
Zod
could come in as Green Goblin. They haven't had a Green Goblin in the Sonyverse yet, have they?
They haven't had a Green Goblin in the Sonyverse or the MCU. They're really keeping away from the Green Goblin.
The only one they've had is, what's his name? Defoe.
Yeah, that's true. They've had Tobey Maguire's Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Which is going to make any reveal of an actual Green Goblin weird.
But even, they're avoiding the Green Goblin big time because they're even, Green Goblin's in Into the Spider-Verse but dies.
Yeah.
Mm.
Green Goblin in the Sony, the Spider-Man games doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Mm.
And in fact, spoilers for the Spider-Man game if you haven't played it, but this is at the end and people are speculating on who's Venom in the new game, but it tells you at the end of the first game.
That's funny.
Yeah, so anytime you've seen online, who's Venom?
You know.
It's Harry.
Yeah, okay.
So they've made Green Goblin Venom instead in those games. Everyone's avoiding the Green Goblin.
Interesting.
I wonder why.
Okay.
I mean,
is it because it's hard to make him cool? Or, menacing? He's a lunatic, and that's menacing, but, having his glider.
I think it's weird because he's got, such a... He feels way more rounded, I think, or interesting than a lot of the other sort of Spider-Man bad guys.
Mm.
They did a good job with Vulture, but what they were starting with was a cranky old man that dresses like a bird.
Yeah.
With, Norman Osborn, you have
Is Green Goblin too similar to Vulture?
I think he might be.
No, he's very different.
Broad strokes, the MCU uses
a
Vulture.
Flying old man
that's a bit crazy, but it's silly.
Yeah.
Vulture wasn't that crazy. Vulture was just more a blue collar.
I've been pissed off. Yeah.
I got shit on by. Yeah. Muggins here is trying to make get his money, and I'm being told by big government.
Mm. I guess it just wouldn't. I think it maybe it just wouldn't suit
I
that Spider-Man.
I earn a dime. Tony Stark earns a dollar. That's why I'm the Vulture.
That is the rhyme he says.
Yeah.
But because can you imagine Tom Holland fighting a kind of maniacal? I know he does in No Way Home, but is it the kind of thing where we're past the point where you could do the setup to make Green Goblin work?
Well, now everyone's obsessed
with
Venom again.
He would have to be Ned's dad. You know,
Peter Parker will meet a Harry in the fourth Spider-Man.
I guess you
get
the opportunity to add a bunch of new.
Oh yeah.
Because we haven't had Harry yet.
College or something, then he can be.
Or is
it
a new city with no mates?
He's Pete Nomates.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Sinister Six, and there's a lot of iterations, and I'm just wondering who they could appear at the end because you've got Electro hasn't appeared in this, so you got Electro, Mysterio, Doc Ock, Sandman. These are the people that haven't really appeared in this version of the the Sinister Six.
I guess Electro, maybe?
I'm just trying to think of, because you could do... But we've had all of these people on screen before that... Then they fucked.
What if, swing for the fence, all right?
Yeah.
Morbius, and he says one of the Morbius memes. That's my swing for the fence.
You think Morbius will pop up and say, it's Morbin time?
Yeah. Or I don't know.
This movie's going to make more $1 billion.
Yeah. I think something, maybe not the full It's Morbin time, but one of them. I don't think Sony's learned that lesson.
No. Yeah. Well, the thing, there's that thing going online, everyone being I love when Kraven looks at the camera and I'm Kraven for a good time or whatever. And everyone's ha 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 ha. Mm. Very low hanging fruit. So.
Yeah, if you're Sony.
Morbius coming in and saying because he's only going to be called Sergi in this one.
Yeah, okay.
Right? He's just going to be called Serge, whatever.
No, like, he's called Kraven the Hunter.
Is he called? They're calling him Kraven?
I think so. He's credited as Kraven the Hunter.
It's like
Sergi / Kraven the Hunter.
It's like in universe, they might just call him like
Serge or something,
the son, et cetera, et cetera. And then at the very end, we get Morbius coming in, and it's like, I've been craving for a guy like you to join my team.
And he's like, Kraven. That's a good name. Kraven.
Kraven the Hunter.
Kraven the Hunter. Yes, I'm good at him.
I think it's going to be Tom Hardy because they haven't used Tom Hardy in crossovers very often except for the MCU. Except in the MCU.
Woody Harrelson Carnage dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about if the end is not another one of the bad guys, but it's like, you remember, it might have been in one of the Venoms. I don't think it was the post-credit scene, or maybe it was, where he sees Spider-Man swinging by and Venom's like, I hate that guy or whatever.
He's on TV and it's at the end of Far From Home.
So they could do something like that. Where Kraven's
also like, I want to shoot that man with a gun.
Or maybe Kraven's like, you know, now that I fought my dad, I got to protect what's his or whatever. I got to change his empire. And then Spider-Man's fighting his goons and he's like, I got to kill this spidered man.
Two swings for the fences. Okay. One, they're going to like the end. It's just going to be a reveal of, they're going to introduce Null.
Okay.
The symbiote god.
All right.
And just rush to that storyline.
Cool.
They just have no fucking clue.
Well, they're gonna
and they're like, we gotta get like a big thing to unify.
He will be our Thanos.
And he's gonna be our Thanos. We're gonna get Null. And everyone's gonna be like, what?
What the fuck?
That. Or it's gonna be that dream sequence where it's like the spider's descending onto Kraven and we're just gonna get Spider-Man's mask. Someone in Spider-Man, no mask off. We don't know who the Spider-Man is, but it's gonna be that mask.
Because neither does Sony.
And it's gonna be just like, and maybe tarot cards are gonna be a thing in this. Maybe it's about like, this is about the future. And maybe it's gonna be like, oh, the spider. Something stupid like
that. What about this? Okay, this is my final swing for the fence. Post-credit sequence, him seeing Madame Web in a dream. Madame Web puts out the tiger tarot card, not a real tarot card, and then puts out the spider tarot card or whatever. And he's like, you're a lion totem. He's a spider totem.
Fuck, no, yeah, I reckon that, that's the spider descending could be Madame Web.
Yeah.
They could just descend, make it like a little thing, and then, there's Dakota Johnson.
Fuck. Madame Web's same universe, so.
But set 30 years before, or 20 years before.
Yes.
Is it Dakota Johnson?
Yeah. Dakota Johnson, Sydney Sweeney.
Dakota Johnson, she was in
Fifty Shades of Grey.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Aaron Taylor-Joy, his wife, directed that.
What
the fuck?
Oh, yeah, actually, Dakota Johnson's probably a
cameo.
Cameo.
I reckon. I think you're right.
Oh, yeah, because we still also have a theory that Madame Web is actually a Spider-Woman movie.
Yeah.
And the Spider-Man in this universe will actually be Spider-Woman.
Yes.
So I reckon you're going to get that, like, a
but
dream
that
sequence
could be
with some tarot shit.
Sony's listening to the internet, though. People keep saying, get woke, go broke.
That's true.
So
dude,
it'll probably be Spider-Man with huge nuts instead
I'm virile. That's what he'll say.
I think you're right. I think it's going to be Madame Web. That sequence there is just going to be some bullshit dream thing. And it's going to be the Madame Web appears to him, or it's going to be like whoever his mentor type person will be just like, you got to fight the spider.
You got to fight the spider. It is your destiny.
I
think that's because they can't, unless they go Tom Hardy, they got no one else. I think it's going to be Madame Web. And that sucks.
Yeah. And so, I think just to wrap it all up, he's going to kill his dad. His brother, the chameleon, is going to probably maybe take on the appearance of his dad. Or it's going to be like his brother is like, pretends to be his dad and he stabs him and then it's revealed to his brother. And
I killed my brother. That's so sad. Probably.
I think I'm going to go, my swing for the fence is that, you know what? Maybe nothing. A post-credit scene teasing Kraven the Hunter 2.
Well, I mean, I can see that. He kills Chameleon in this or whatever. Or he kills who he thinks is Chameleon and then the post-credit scene
He kills his dad, but that was actually Chameleon.
Chameleon and his dad. No, but it's got to be, though. They're not getting Rusty back.
They might. What's he doing?
Well, he's good point. Fair enough.
A lot of Rusty's movies have bombed.
The Nice Guys, too.
Oh, I wish. The Nice Guys didn't make enough money for a sequel. Because that movie sets up a sequel real hard.
But somehow every Sony movie has, you know?
Because Nice Guys didn't make money Thor Love and Thunder, he ain't coming back.
No.
Well, he also dies.
Is Hercules coming back, do you reckon?
He dies, but like, you know, it's like a god dies, he's back again.
Yeah, he'd bring him back.
Because he's like, I got hurt. Zeus, you fuck him up.
Oh, that's right. He's in the post-credits scene, isn't he?
Yeah. Hercules. That's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hercules isn't coming back,
dude.
Played by Roy Kent.
That's the last we've seen of Hercules. Hercules gets hit by a comet on the way to Earth or whatever. We're not seeing Hercules again.
Hercules is going to... Okay, they're going to do a Young Avengers film, and it's going to be with, like, Kamala Khan.
Young Avengers, Hercules, a young man.
No, that's the villain.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be,
but he wants to kill Thor and only Thor.
No, he wants to kill superheroes. That whole thing was like, they make a mockery of us. What they're doing down then?
Too many gods now.
And then look at them, the powers, and fuck them off.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get him.
Do you know what is really in bad faith now when it seems to everyone has turned on it?
Yeah.
Ted Lasso. Roy Kent ain't coming back as Hercules.
Roy Kent will be back.
I think they're just being like...
It's going to be Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Hawkeye. Haley Steinfeld. She's Hawkeye, yeah. Her. Yeah. Ant Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever her name is.
Big?
Yeah.
Stature, I think her name is. Terrible name.
Like Hulkling,
Big.
Maybe?
Me too.
Oh, sorry. Scar.
Scar. Oh, the fucked up hair.
Him. And Isaiah Bradley's son, Patriot, or whatever it is. And it's going to be them. They're the Young Avengers, and it's going to be them fighting Hercules.
It's awesome to,
That's my swing for the fence for the MCU Young Avengers.
I love the... If that's the Young Avengers, that's so funny, where they're like, there's two members of the superhero group anyone cares about, and the rest of them are characters everyone just isn't...
Oh, and a young Kang, which will be Iron Lad.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're fighting...
That's if they don't write Kang out, which they might.
Well, they might just...
do a little recast.
Well, people think maybe Doom will pop up a bit earlier than they expected.
Maybe.
Kang's dead, but Doom's doing the plans that Kang was going to do now.
That's interesting. Yeah. Kang is Doom? Don't worry about it. Our movies are doing fine.
Everything's A-okay here at Disney.
Yeah.
And at Sony.
Yeah. And at DC.
Superhero movies are thriving. There's no such thing as superhero fatigue, and trends never end.
No.
Things that are popular stay popular forever.
Bubbles never burst.
That's why we all still go down to cinema, the picture house, watch a Western.
Yeah.
Because they remained entertaining.
Yes. I really don't want to ever see Kraven, but I know I'm going to have to.
We will see Kraven.
That trailer was atrocious.
Yeah, it was bad.
It felt like a fan trailer. Like, it felt like fan-made. If I didn't realize, I would have been like, this is a terrible fan-made trailer. But
No, it was real.
No, it was real.
Yeah. It wasn't even bad enough, really, to make fun of, you know?
Yeah.
It was just nothing.
That's why this episode was about mostly us wrecking the Flash for you and being like, huh, who come through the hole next?
who come through the hole next?
We should change the name of this show.
Yeah, who come through the hole next? Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Hall.
This has been another episode of Who Came Through the Hole Next? And we've been the Hole Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.